The Arab world isn't known for its beer or for allowing people to drink alcohol in public. But the residents of one village in the occupied Palestinian territories hold an annual beer festival, which they say is a form of peaceful resistance to the Israeli military occupation, as Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
This event doesn't sound like the famous Oktoberfest in Germany, even though the beer is made according to Germany's purity law. In the village of Taibeh in the West Bank, there are Palestinian dancers instead of umpa bands. Some beers even taste Palestinian, because brewer Kanan Khoury has experimented with local ingredients.
So we have anise, sage, sumac and wild za'atar, wild thyme, from the mountains in Taibeh. It's a very interesting beer, very aromatic. A lot of people explain to me that it's like a Palestinian in a glass. It really does have all the unique flavors that you get from the Palestinian cooking.
Palestinian pride is the point of this unique beer festival. For Nadim Khoury, who established the Taibeh Brewery with his brother in 1994, brewing beer was a way of asserting Palestinian nationalism under the Israeli military occupation.
Making a beer in Palestine, it's a resisting too, because we're still under occupation. We've been in the occupation for many years, many years. And now time to celebrate freedom.
Exports from the West Bank are controlled by Israeli authorities and the movement of people by the Israeli Defense Forces. An Israeli military watchtower stands at the village junction and soldiers can set up checkpoints on the outskirts. Nadim Khoury's daughter, Madis, says the company has succeeded despite operating under occupation.
When the beer goes from Taibeh to Israeli port to Europe or to the U.S. or to Japan, it goes through a lot, you know. Even the beer gets humiliated, like Palestinian human beings, and they get to that country. And then you have the internationals who actually, drink a Taibeh and they're like, what, Taibeh? There's beer in Palestine?
Not only was this the first microbrewery in the region, Madis Khoury is the Middle East's first female brewer.
It's a fun job. It's challenging, especially being a woman in the beer industry, but also being a woman in the beer industry in an Arab country. So that's like double the challenge.
People come to the festival from the West Bank and abroad. Austrian nun Hildegard Enzenhofer works at a nearby nursing home and has been coming to the Oktoberfest for the last 14 years.
Very, very important, because the people here, they have not much to celebrate. Yeah? This is only the weddings and events like this.
Only 1% of the Palestinian population is Christian and are allowed by their religion to drink alcohol. Yet most of this brewery's sales are in the Palestinian territories, and that part of the market is growing. It's proof that, despite the odds, you can successfully mix alcohol, politics and religion. From the West Bank, this is Eric Torchek, reporting for The World Today.